Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show. I'm your host, Sheila Willis, Abundance Life Coach. And as always, I am happy to be here with you tonight, and I am equally as happy for you to be here with me as well. Before we get to our discussion tonight, I want to say that I don't own the rights to the song that was playing the intro. Of course, we all know that that is Happy by Pharrell. And I really do miss my other intro that I had. Hopefully by next week, I'll have it all polished up for you and ready to go. But we're excited to be here tonight. I think we have a pretty good discussion. I want to give you the call-in number. So if you want to call in, if you have any questions, you want to make a comment, or you just want to give us a word of encouragement, that's fine too. And that phone number to dial in is 949-534-0637. This is the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show with your host, Sheila Willis. It is now 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's March 15th, 2018. Can you believe that it is already March, the second week in March? My, how the time is flying. The time is really getting by, and before you know it, we will be in the springtime. At least you guys in the Midwest and the East Coast will be in the springtime. It is always spring and sunny in San Diego, California. So I'm happy about that, to have sunshine all year round. But at any rate, I'm flying solo tonight. I don't have a guest with me here, but I am eager to talk to you about the subject that we have tonight. And what we're going to be talking about is silence self-talk, the ways in which you can silence your negative self-talk. And not familiar with what negative self-talk is, we're going to give you just some information about exactly what that is, and then we'll go on to talk about how to silence it. Before I do that, I do want to give a couple of announcements, because once I get into the discussion, I usually forget and then run out of time. I want to say I'm going to change the format just a little. Here, I did already change the time to 5:30. We were coming on at 6:30 Central Standard Time, but I'm trying to make it in a way which more people will be able to tune in. Now, I do want to say this. I did get some feedback from some people when I had it at the 6:30 Central Standard Time. They were saying that, you know, they were just getting off work and that kind of thing, and were not able to tune in. But you can tune in. You don't have to do it by your, online. You can actually do it on your phone by calling in the dial number. You can just dial in and then just let the show play while you're driving home. I mean, what better person to listen to? What better subjects to listen to on your way, on your drive home, than something about keeping your mind happy so that your life can be happy, you know, during the rush hour drive. So I think we make a very good show for the rush hour drive time. So you can do that. You know, you can do that with 6:30, 5:30, whatever time we come on. You can dial in. That's that number, not just for calling in to ask questions or give comments. You can also listen in that way. So just want to make sure that I say that. So I'm going to change up the format just a little bit. We're going to still come on at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we'll still be here every Thursday, every week. But I'm going to shorten the show up just a little bit. We're generally here for about an hour and a half. We usually have a discussion about 45, 50 minutes, and then we open the line for questions or call-ins and so on and so forth. But I believe now, this is just my thinking, and of course you can chime in by calling and you can send me an email or you leave a comment on my website. But my thinking is this, because I'm just looking at the stats, and I have a lot of people who tune in as far as the recordings, but they don't seem to listen to it all the way through. So I'm thinking that perhaps the hour of discussion may be too long for people. Maybe we want to, you know, some quickies. And so I'm going to start maybe just doing the discussion for about 30 minutes or so, and then open the line for questions. And if we don't have any questions, we're just going to go ahead and end the show. Now, if that format doesn't work, then we'll try something else. But we'll just keep on working on it until we're able to satisfy the majority. We know we can't satisfy everybody, but we do want to satisfy the majority. I do want to give a shout out to our international listeners tonight. I thank you for being here with us and listening in. Most of you, I think you're listening in to our recording, so I do appreciate you listening in whatever way you're listening in. I do want to thank also any new listeners tonight. If you want to call in and say, hey, I'm new, this is my first time, that kind of thing, you're more than welcome to do so. Again, our call-in number tonight is 949-534-0637, and I am Sheila Willis, Abundance Life Coach, and this is the Happy Life Show. So tonight we're talking about silence your negative self-talk. And what I want to do is just kind of give you a little bit of information about what self-talk is. And then I'll go ahead from there and then tell you about how to silence it. Now, I know we've all heard this saying before, that we are our own worst critics. And we truly are. You know, I know... majority of us have, you know, critics, people who criticize us or critique us and so on and so forth. Now, all critique is not bad. You know, there is some positive critiques that works very well for us. But we do have negative critics, and then we are our own worst critic. You know, we are harder on ourselves than anyone else can possibly be. And so we have this voice, if you will, or this nagging voice that speaks to us in our head. And that basically is what negative self-talk is. It is the thoughts, whether you are speaking them out loud or you're just thinking them silently, is that voice that is criticize you, is that voice that puts you down, is the voice that just constantly maybe bring up your past or bring up your weaknesses and is constantly talking down. You talk down to yourself, you know, and so that is what a negative self-talk is. Now, we all have, well, I believe the majority of us have self-talk. You know, we have this voice that talks to us, and it's just really, let me say it this way, you know, we say self-talk because we don't like to say talking to yourself, because if we say that, that kind of makes us sound kind of crazy. Now, I am going to openly admit that I talk to myself all the time, and I always have, and I don't think there is anything wrong with talking to yourself, but people, you know, will say, well, if you talk to yourself, then, you know, you're crazy and only crazy people talk to themselves. And I used to have a little bit of a challenge with that, because I know that I was one of those people who talked to themselves until I read this book. I read this book by Zig Ziglar, who was a powerful motivational speaker. He has since then gone on to his place of rest, but he was a very powerful motivational speaker. And I read his book, See You at the Top, which is a very, very excellent book. If you haven't read it, please put that on your to-read list. But at any rate, Zig Ziglar says in his book that if he says he admitted that he was also a person that talked to himself, would say, I like talking to intelligent people, and this is why I talk to myself. Oh, man, I was so happy to hear that. And so I adopted that from that time, and that's been over 20 years ago. And I know I'm dating myself, but that was over 20 years ago when I read that book, and I have been using that ever since. When people ask me, who are you talking to or why are you talking to yourself? I tell them I like talking to intelligent people. So I talk to myself. And so I don't think there is anything wrong with having self-talk when it's positive and when it's healthy, because all it is you speaking out loud. You're speaking your thoughts out loud. You're giving your thoughts a voice. And so we want to call it self-talk because people maybe not, today they talk to yourself may bring on a negative connotation. But most of us, the majority of us, do have self-talk when we are just basically speaking our thoughts out loud. We're giving our thoughts a voice, you know. And so I think the danger, if I can use the word danger, I think the only thing about self-talk when it's positive, I think it's fine for you to do that. I think the only time that maybe it will cause some type of issue is when you begin to have conversations with yourself. I won't even say answering yourself. I would say when you're having full blown out conversations with yourself, like you are another person, then yeah, we might need to get that checked out. But to just speak your thoughts openly or to give voice to your thoughts, I don't see that there's anything wrong with that. So tonight we're talking about silencing your negative self-talk so that when you're voicing your thoughts and they're positive, that's okay. But when your self-talk is negative and you are being overly critical of yourself, or you're being negative with yourself, or you're putting yourself down, now that's a problem. So we want to talk about that, and we want to talk about what you can do to stop that negative self-talk, what you can do to stop that inner voice, that critic that is constantly putting you down. Now, generally, most people, unfortunately, we are, as I said, harder on ourselves than anyone, you know, than any other critic. We're harder on ourselves. But, and then we tend to focus more on our faults or our weaknesses than we do on our strengths and the things that are positive about ourselves. We get up in the morning and we'll look in the mirror, and we will begin to find everything that is wrong with us, everything that we feel needs to be corrected. We will look at our skin and say, oh, my skin is so horrible. Or we'll look at our hair. Oh, I'm having a bad hair day, or whatever it is. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I don't look right in this dress. I wish I had something else to wear. This is too tight. This is too baggy. This is whatever. You know, we'll just begin to talk negative about ourselves, and do this on a consistent basis. Now, I'm not saying everybody does. We're again speaking in generalities. So if we're doing that, if we're starting day looking in the mirror and talking down to ourselves and talking about, you know, pointing out all of the negative things about ourselves, so what we feel are the negative things about ourselves, and that's part of that negative self-talk. Now, in order for us to talk about how to rid ourselves of negative self-talk, we got to talk about where it comes from. Now, negative self-talk is the things, thoughts that we speak about ourselves, whether we're giving a voice to it, whether we're speaking it out loud, or it's just thoughts in our head. Those are the conversations. That's the talk that we're having with ourselves that is negative, that is putting us down or bringing us down in some type of way. That's what negative self-talk is. Now, people who follow me and tune in and know my teachings and my trainings, you know that I am a strong believer in the law of attraction. I teach it. I live it on a daily basis. It's truly been one of the things that have changed my life. I have learned to that in order to operate in the law of attraction, it basically is like attracts, like your like thoughts attract other thoughts. And so I've learned how to change my thoughts in order to change my world, meaning my individual life. So I'm a big advocate of positive thinking and positive affirmations and a positive way of living and having a higher consciousness. And so I'm saying all of that because negative self-talk comes from our negative thoughts about ourselves, but it stems from our self-limiting beliefs about ourselves or our self-limiting beliefs that are have set themselves up as our mindset or our paradigm. Now, we know that our paradigm is our foundation. Now, our paradigm, our mindset, and I also like to use the word template because this is what we operate from. This is where we live our life from. So then I have to mention then there is the thoughts that are in our conscious mind, which are the thoughts that we are well aware of. In our conscious mind, we can, you know, our free will resides here. We can decide what we want to think and what we don't want to think, what we will accept and what we won't accept. We're fully aware, you know, we're fully aware of our conscious thoughts. Then there's the part of our mind, which is our subconscious mind, where we're not aware of our thoughts. We're not aware of what is going on in our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind does not have a free will. It accepts anything that you tell it on a consistent basis. Now, this is where our paradigm, our mindset, our template is formed. It where it's housed is in our subconscious mind. It's not in our conscious mind. It is in our subconscious mind. And so we have to talk about that just a little bit so I can tell you how to eliminate the negative self-talk. We have to talk about how it is formed. So the negative self-talk that we and positive self-talk as well, it's all in our subconscious mind. This is where it's housed. This is where it's formed. Our paradigm is our foundation, and our foundation is set up in our subconscious mind. Now, because our subconscious mind, because we're not aware of the thoughts as our conscious mind. However, it's more important than our conscious mind because our subconscious mind houses or has 96 to 98% of our thoughts are in our subconscious mind. It is also called our superpower mind. So you can see why it would be more important than our conscious mind. Even though we're aware of the thoughts that are in our conscious mind, our subconscious mind is much more vital, much more important when it comes to being able to live successful, vibrant, healthy, productive lives. So oftentimes, we are being challenged. We have struggles. Things are going on in our lives. It seems like we just cannot get over. We cannot get rid of, no matter how much education we get, no matter how many breaks we get, no matter how many self-help program and personal development and books and recordings and all of these things, no matter how much of this stuff we take in, we still seem to be challenged. We still seem to be taking one step up and two steps back. There still seems to be this ceiling that's over our head that we can't break through. It's because of the foundation. It's because of the paradigm that is set up in our subconscious mind. And so if we don't address that, if we don't deal with that, then you can't have lasting success on the levels in which you have self-limiting beliefs. I won't go in any more detail about that because I want to talk more about the how to silence the negative self-talk, but I do have an extensive teaching on this. You can go to my website, which is www.lifecoachsheilawilla.com. I have video, I have an audio on that site, which will detailed information about the subconscious mind, the conscious mind, how our paradigms are formed, and so on and so forth. You'll find that information there. So let me go on, but I just wanted to touch on it just a little bit because I need to kind of give those of you who are not familiar with my teaching a little bit more understanding of what self-limiting beliefs are, because this is basically where our negative self-talk stems from. And so let's go on with that. So in our subconscious mind, then, as we are growing up as children, we are like sponges, because remember as what I said about our subconscious mind is like a sponge. It doesn't have the capabilities to reject information. It just receives information that is given to it on a consistent basis. And so if we're growing up and we're this sponge and we're around people who are constantly or consistently saying to us that we're not worthy, you're just like your daddy, you're not going to ever be any good, you're too dark, you're too fat, you're skinny, you're too tall, you're dumb, you're stupid, you whatever these negative things were that were said to us, we're soaking that up. You know, if it was said to us on a consistent basis, we're soaking it up. And sometimes it's not even a verbal thing. Sometimes it's a energetic vibrational frequency, because, you know, everything is energy. Thoughts are energy. And so if someone is constantly around you, and maybe they're not saying to you that you're dumb, but they're treating you like you're dumb. Maybe they're not telling you that you're unattractive, but they're treating you like that. They're shunning you some kind of way, or they're favoring somebody over you, you know, or you're around people who poke fun or laugh when you come around. They're laughing and have some kind of under the table joke or whatever. You know, you're absorbing all of this. You're absorbing all of this, whether it's said to you verbally or whether people are behaving in that way, and you're picking up that energy and you're picking up that vibration. And so you begin to feel this energetic unworthiness, because people treat you like you're not worthy, or they treat you like you're not pretty, or they treat you like you're not important, or something. Before I lose you all, for those of you who may not understand my terms when I'm talking about energy and when I'm speaking about vibrations and frequency, let me just stop right here and say everything is energy. Everything is energy. Everything's energy. The chair that you're sitting on right now is energy. It's just slowed down. You know, energy has a vibration, and when it is a higher vibration, then it makes it transparent, if I can say it that way. Now, I can't teach that whole thing today because, again, we're talking about negative self-talk, but if you go to my website, you'll find more information on that. But everything is energy. Everything consists of energy. So your energy, your thoughts are energy, your words are energy. Everything is energy. And because everything is energy, energy gives off a vibration. It has a frequency. So here's an example. You can walk into a room and nobody is saying anything, but you can feel whatever conversation has gone on. Tell me that that has not happened to you at one time, at one point in your life, where you have walked into a room and you can feel what happened in that room before you ever got there. You can feel if the conversation was negative. You can feel if the conversation was positive. You can feel if it was light, if it was heavy. You'll even be able to feel if it was about you. Because of the energy, it gives off this vibration which releases frequency. So everything is energy. Yes, everything is energy. That's, I wanted to stress that. So when I talk to you about your being a child and you are absorbing energetic vibrations from your parents, it could be your teachers, it could be your peers, in your environment. And so you grow up feeling, having these feelings of unworthiness. And so then your self-limiting beliefs come from there. So when you look at yourself, because you have this energy of being unworthy, then you're constantly putting yourself down. You're constantly talking about how you're not this, or you're not smart enough, or you're not good enough, you're not, and it's all different levels of that. It's all different levels of that. And so if you're a person that you're never satisfied with yourself, you're never satisfied with your the way you look, you're never satisfied with the way you dress, you're just never satisfied about you at all. There's some issues of worthiness there, and that doesn't make you bad. It doesn't make you good. It's something that needs to be worked on. It's something that needs to be worked on. So examine what comes out of your mouth on a consistent basis. What are you saying about yourself on a consistent basis? What are you saying about your money on a consistent basis? What are you saying about your relationships? What are you saying about your job? What are you saying about your career? What are you saying about your children? What are you saying about your life on a whole? What is the self-talk? The talk that, I'm not talking about the conversations you have with people, because we know how to have these positive conversations with people. We know how to put on the mask. We know how to put on a good front. So I'm not talking about the conversations that, at least not this time, I'm not talking about the conversations that you have with people. I'm talking about the conversations you have with yourself when you are alone. What is the conversation you have with yourself? What is the story that you're telling yourself? When you go to bed at night, what are the thoughts that are running through your head about your day? What are the thoughts that's running through your head about what's going to happen to you next day? When you do mirror work, I'm a big fan and advocate of mirror work. And mirror work is when you look into the mirror and you affirm yourself. Now, let me say a few words about affirmations, because, again, we think about affirmations. We think about them as in the positive sense. I'm going to say my affirmations. But anything that you say on a consistent basis is an affirmation. So if you're talking to yourself on a consistent basis about, I'm too fat, that's an affirmation. You're affirming your fatness. Or if you are looking at yourself in a mirror and you're saying, I'm too skinny, and that's what you affirm to yourself every day, then that's an affirmation. So affirmations can be positive and negative. An affirmation is the things that you say to yourself on a consistent basis, the things that you are affirming about your life. That's what an affirmation is, positive, negative. So when you look in the mirror, and I strongly encourage everyone to do mirror work, because you look in the mirror, you look in your eyes, and you talk to yourself and you affirm yourself. But I want you to affirm yourself in a positive way, because there's been too long that we have looked in our mirrors and we have affirmed ourselves in a negative way. We will find every everything that can possibly be wrong with us and everything that we could possibly don't like about ourselves, and we speak that and affirm that. And hey, we're all guilty. I've been guilty, you know, but I have learned to look into that mirror and tell myself, hey, beautiful. I tell myself good morning, beautiful, every morning. I tell myself I'm beautiful every single morning. I don't care if I feel like it. I don't care if my hair is all over my head. I don't care what. I say good morning, beautiful. And I look myself in the eye and I say that. So if you can't tell yourself you're beautiful, how do you expect for somebody else to tell you that you're beautiful? If you don't feel that you're beautiful, how do you expect for anyone else to feel that you're beautiful? So we can turn, and I kind of got ahead of myself here, but it's all good. It all works. You can change your negative self-talk with affirmations. I'm big on affirmations. I live them every day. I have affirmations that I use every single day, and I have seen them change particular areas in my life. Yeah, I saw, we all do. Not perfect, but we're striving. We're striving. We're coming into these higher levels of consciousness. And so as we are going up these higher levels, we discover there's more things about ourselves that need to come up, you know, and that's true for everybody. Now, incidentally, about two, maybe 3 weeks ago, I did a show. Our discussion was on the power of affirmations. You can go to my on-demand channel, www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Happy Mind, Happy Life Show. And all of my discussions and all of my episodes are there. But there is one on the power of affirmations that would really be a tremendous help to you if you are being challenged in this area of negative self-talk. If you are constantly putting yourself down in any type of way and it's on a consistent basis, then you truly do need to get a hold of that episode, and it will help you because go a little more in details about the power of affirmation to change life. And so negative self-talk. One of the ways in which we can change the way that we talk to ourselves, we can change self-limiting beliefs about ourselves, is that we can begin to, instead of affirming ourselves negatively, we can affirm ourselves positively. So we can look in the mirror, instead of finding the things that are what we feel are wrong, or the things that we feel are our weakness, or the things that we feel may be unattractive, or whatever word you want to use. But why not look in the mirror and begin and find something that is beautiful about yourself or good about yourself? You know, hey, I got nice eyes. You know, look at my ears. You know, they're not, you know, they're sit perfectly on my head or whatever. Oh, I got nice eyebrows. I mean, find something to affirm about yourself. You know, find something to love about yourself. Love on you. Love on you. Don't wait for someone else to tell you good morning before, or I know I got some men listening, so don't wait nobody to say good morning, handsome, or how handsome you know, you look good in those clothes. Why not get in the mirror and tell yourself how handsome you are? Why not get in the mirror and tell yourself how good you look in your clothes? What's wrong with that? Why not look in the mirror and say, you're looking good today? Give yourself a high five, you know, or a pat on the back. What's wrong with that? What is wrong with encouraging yourself? That's what David said in the scripture. He said he encouraged himself. You know, so what's wrong with looking in the mirror and getting yourself all dutied up, men and women? What's wrong with looking and saying, man, you know, you look good, you know, or whatever. You know, you handsome today. Man, you smelling good. That's some good cologne you got on. Girl, you know, you bad today. What's wrong with that? You know, I look in the mirror and tell myself how fine I am all the time. You know, what? Hey, girl, you know you fine. You, girl, you know that dress is fitting you. You know, what is wrong with that? Now, even when I say that, some of you feel kind of feel some kind of way about that. You feel kind of, I don't know about that, you know. But hey, if you don't affirm yourself, who else is going to affirm yourself? Let me tell you about positive energy. And it ties into the law of attraction and how the law of attraction works. And if you're not familiar with law of attraction, go to my on-demand channel. I have, I think, several law of attraction episodes, law of attraction 101, the Christian perspective of the law of attraction, and different ones. They're out there. Go and listen to those, and then you'll get a better understanding of the law of attraction. But basically what the law of attraction is it's that like attracts like. Like energy attracts like energy. Like thoughts attract like thoughts. So whatever you think, that's what you attract or manifest in your life. And so that's basically what it is in a nutshell. So let me tell you what happens when you put out this positive energy. When you begin to affirm yourself, when you begin to talk to yourself in a positive way, when you begin to tell yourself how pretty you are and beautiful you are and smart you are and intelligent you are and whatever, you know, whatever you are affirming about yourself in a positive way, it's going to come back to you because it's law. It's the law. You give it out, you receive it back. You're manifest that. If you begin to feel good about yourself and have this positive attitude and your mind becomes positive, your thinking becomes positive, then that's what you'll begin to attract. It'll start showing up in your life. You'll go out somewhere and people begin to tell you, oh, you're so beautiful, and oh, you look so pretty. You know, because you're attracting that. Because you're sending that out and you get it back. You'll get it back. I promise you. And I don't care what it is. I don't care what area of your life that you choose to be positive in. If you choose any area of, and you begin to, instead of talking negative about it, instead of putting yourself down or finding some fault about it, you begin to affirm yourself in a positive manner and you begin to put that out in the universe, is coming back. You what you sow, you know, and we often think about reaping what you sow in just a bad way, but you reap what you sow in a positive way as well. Whatever you sow, it didn't say you reap what you sow if it's bad, it's just you reap what you sow. And so if you're sowing positive seeds and you're sowing love and affirmation and light and peace and harmony and all this good stuff, you know, if you're vibing on that type of frequency, that stuff is coming back to you. It's coming back to you. It may not all rush in overnight, but I guarantee you it's coming back to me. I rarely have days in which people don't treat me well. And when it happens, I examine myself and say, where are you not treating yourself well? Because it can't come to me if I'm not out there. So on the occasions where I have had people act a fool, you know, then I have to look at me. You know, yeah, you know, dial me up a little bit, but then I have to check myself. And I have to say, okay, Sheila, where are you not affirming yourself? Or where are you not treating yourself well? Because how did that come back to you? How does the universe bring that back to you? Because what you're putting out is what you're going to get back. So the more you are affirming yourself in a negative way, the more you're putting out this negative thought of yourself and talking to yourself in a negative way, the more that comes. So people will say, well, I'm saying that because my reality. No, you're saying it. You have the cart and the horse mixed up. Have whatsoever you say. But before you say it, you got to think it. You can't talk without thinking. Your thoughts are simply your words are simply manifested thoughts. So you speak what you think. And so if you're thinking positively, you're going to speak in a positive manner. If you think negative, you're going to speak negative, and you shall have whatsoever you say. But it starts in that thought life. It starts in your thought life. And so instead of working on just what I'm saying, why not work on what you're thinking? Because that's the root. The fruit is in the root. You can't get an apple tree. You can't plant an apple seed and get a lemon, because the fruit is in the fruit is in that seed. It's in the root. And so if you're having all this negative junk in your words, the way you speak to yourself, the way you talk to yourself, it's because it's in your thoughts. So let's clean up the thoughts, let's clean up those self-limiting beliefs. And our beliefs are only the thoughts that we think consistently. That's what forms our beliefs. The thoughts that we consistently think forms our beliefs. And so if you're believing that you're not worthy, then we need to go back and find out why. Why do you feel like you're not worthy? Why do you not feel like you're deserving of good things? And so when you get good things, you sabotage them. Person that just sabotage every good thing that comes in their life, whether it be a relationship, whether it be a job, they just sabotage whatever good thing comes in their life. It's because they don't feel like they're deserving of anything worthy. And you may be one of those people that every time something come along, I've had friendships and romantic relationships where the person just deliberately sabotages the relationship, you know? And then I'm sure they go back and say, well, why did I do that? And maybe even sometimes verbalize it to me. I don't understand why I did that. I don't understand why I show up like that. I don't understand why I didn't show up in the way that I was supposed to. It's because in their paradigm, in the foundation, the core of who they are, they don't feel deserving of things good. And so they speak negatively. They have these self-limiting beliefs about themselves. They'll sabotage, you know, good things, and they consistently do it over and over because it's a pattern. It's a template. It's mindset. And so you can have these negative self-talk or self-limiting beliefs in any area of life. In any area, you know, as I said before, in your relationships, in your money, that's where my biggest one was. It was in my money. It's what I thought about money. It's the way I felt about money. And I didn't even know that I had it because there it was in myself. When I discovered the pattern, when I began to understand that the reason that I was struggling so hard in my life, even though I had good jobs, even though I had a college education, I was struggling in my financial areas because I had all of these self-limiting beliefs about money. I would always be speaking negative about money. I don't have enough. I can't pay my bills. I don't know how I'm going to never have enough. I don't know, you know, it seems like I'm paying Peter or paying Peter to starving Paul to pay Peter. You heard it all. You heard it all, you know, and all that negative self-talk, all of the things that we say to ourselves in a negative manner is hindering us from success in whatever area it is, in whatever area it is. And so how do we get rid of them? How do we get rid of our negative self-talk? And I went over, I said I was going to only discuss 30 minutes. I don't know that, guys. You know, I try. I do. I know I'm long-winded, but I really, really, the reason why is because I really want people to get the information. I really want to see people change their lives. I really want people to win. This is my desire. I want everybody to win. And I know that I change my life by what I'm teaching. I literally change my life when I start changing my thoughts. I begin to see my whole world change. So this is why I stress this information, and this is why, you know, I maybe take longer than what I thought. So we're like 45 minutes away from the end of this show. It is now 6:14. I would like to wrap up the show about 6:30. So if you want to call, please give us a call at 949-534-0637. I would absolutely love to hear from you. If you have any questions, comments, or whatever, I would love to hear from you tonight. Again, this is the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show. I am your host, Sheila Willis, Abundance Coach. And my phone number to call in again is 949-534-0637. And you are welcome to call in. So let me just go over real quick some of the ways in which you can get over your silence, your self-talk. See yourself more clearly, you know, really begin to not focus on your weaknesses, but start looking more at your strengths. You have been fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of the divine, and begin to look at yourself like that. I've been created in the image of the divine. That is one of my affirmations that I say every single day, that I am created. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of the divine. Another way, you know, I say affirmation, you also use negative self-talk, or change your negative self-talk into positive self-talk. Another thing I want to tell you is that our mind is designed to protect us. One of the functions, you know, our mind has is to protect us. And so when you begin to try to do something new, or you begin to step out of your old pattern and you're wanting to do something new, then your thoughts and your mind will begin to say to you, no, you can't do it. What if you fail? Because afraid, because it's never done that before. And so the way in which you can silence that is to say, yes, you know, I appreciate you trying to protect me, but we're going to step out and believe that we can have more. When you hear your mind say, or the thoughts, your thoughts are speaking to you saying, what if you fail? Hey, but what if I succeed? What if I succeed? What if I win? You get what I'm saying? So just turn those things into a positive. Learn to accept your faults. We are all perfectly flawed. That's what makes us unique. So accept whatever it is about yourself. You know, when I began to lose weight, I looked at myself in the mirror, and my nose had gotten bigger. You know, and my daughter said, well, how can that be? Usually your nose is bigger when you gain. But it's like everything shrunk but the nose, you know. Now, I could look at that nose and begin to talk about, oh, my God, my nose is so big. And, oh, Lord, what am I going to do by my nose? But I just said, well, you know, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm still cute. I'm still beautiful. You know, I'm just beautiful with a bigger nose. So you have to find a way to accept your flaws. You have to find a way to accept it. It is what it is, you know. And so learn to love yourself and learn to love everything about yourself. Now, if you can change something about yourself that maybe you may not, let's say you accept it, but you may not be in love with it. Of course, we love ourselves, but there may be something about yourself you're not in love with. For instance, maybe you feel that you have gained more weight than what you are accustomed to. Maybe years ago you were smaller. That's probably true for most of us. As we get older, you know, we kind of start packing it on a little bit. There was a time in my life I was seriously overweight. And I'd always been a little stick mama, literally, little stick mama, size 5. You know, I even went down to a 0 and a 3 at one time in my life. But at any rate, adult life at that. But I was always like a 5. So I started packing on more weight, and I really, you know, this is my vulnerable moment. You know, I really began to feel like, man, I didn't feel like myself. It seems like I lost some of my confidence because I really didn't feel like myself, because I had never carried that much weight before. And so I would complain about it, you know, negative self-talk. I would talk about it, you know, oh, I'm fat, and oh, I wish I could lose this weight, and I, oh, my stuff don't fit in, blah, 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 you know, and it really started to hinder me because I didn't want to take pictures, and, you know, I didn't feel comfortable when I was around people. I didn't want to go places and unless I really had to, and so on and so forth. So one day I said to myself, okay, girl, you are either going to figure out how to lose this weight, or you're going to accept the fact that you gained the weight and learn to love it. And so so it's either or, you know, you can't or you shouldn't continue to talk negative about anything about yourself. So let's say you're overweight. So either figure out a way to lose it or fall in love with it, embrace it and wear it, you know, but don't constantly every day put yourself down about your weight. Lose it or keep it, but get positive about it. And that choice is up to you. So learn to love and accept your flaws. Even if you don't love them, you know, let's not say, I won't say love them. I would say love yourself and accept your flaws. Recognize every time that you are speaking negatively about yourself, every time you are putting yourself down, that you're beating yourself up. You're beating yourself up every time you put yourself down, every time you criticize yourself, every time you do that, you are putting yourself down. You're belittling yourself, and you're worthy of more than that. You're deserving of more than that. And once you come to the place to realize that, not only will you not speak or belittle yourself, you will not allow anyone else to do it. You will not allow anyone else to do it, and you will not do it. Recognize your accomplishments. What have you accomplished? Celebrate your wins. You know, focus more on the accomplishments in your life and the wins in your life. I don't care what it is. It could be the smallest thing. Celebrate that. Celebrate what you've accomplished. Hey, today, I didn't eat 5 keys or whatever it is. And literally yesterday I did that because, you know, I'm trying to release some pounds and get healthier in some areas, and you know, I sometimes I get this sweet tooth, and you know, I'll sneak some cookies and that kind of thing. But yesterday I didn't do that. I went, yeah, I didn't eat any cookies today. You know, so celebrate your wins, because as you begin to do that again, everything is energy, and you get stronger, and you know, those vibes, those good vibes, those good positive vibes, and that good energy and that good frequency, it just brings more of that. So celebrate your wins. I don't care how small they are or how big they are. Recognize your accomplishments. Listen, you are really good at. What do you do well? You know, and then talk about those things. Talk that up. And when you're in the mirror and have that voice, well, you know, your nose is too big, or your lips are too big, or whatever. So, oh, yeah, but I got a killer body, or whatever it is. Or my teeth are so bright and whatever. You know, find something about yourself that is positive that'll overrule whatever that negative thing that you're saying about, that you're talking about. You know, that's all I have for you. I don't want to prolong the time. I hope that I have given you enough information to use to begin to make a shift and make some changes in your in the way in which you talk to yourself and in the way in which you think about yourself. You know, from those negative voices inside that criticize you, the thoughts that's in your head. You know, those negative thoughts. you know, that criticize you and beat you up, you know, maybe beat you up because you overate, or beat you up because you didn't go exercise today, or beat you up because you didn't get the job, or whatever it is, you know, in order for us to have these happy minds and to live these happy lives, we have to find a way to be positive about ourselves. You gotta love you. You gotta love you. If you don't love yourself, how can you expect for anyone else to love you? You gotta fall madly in love with you. You know, and nothing is perfect, and nobody is perfect, because we live in an imperfect world, you know, in this physical realm, you know, and there's reasons for that, but I'm not going to get into all of that tonight. But you have to recognize it, but you do have this divine side that has been created in the image of God. And so why not focus on that divinity and all that you are, and not focus on what you are not? Now, there are some areas in our life that, you know, I'm well aware of the things that I need to improve, but I don't beat myself up about them, and I don't belittle myself about them. I just know these are some areas that I need to work on, and these are areas in my life that I'm going to improve. And so there's nothing wrong with having areas or having some things about yourself that you are aware of that needs to improve. That's all good. What I'm talking about is when you are belittling yourself, when you are beating yourself up, when you are bringing yourself down, you know, until where you don't feel good about yourself, or you're talking yourself out of things. You know, negative self-talk can also do that. You're talking yourself out of things because you don't feel like you're good enough or you're worthy enough. So you won't put in that application for that job. You won't submit your resume for that job that's a level up from where you from what you're doing now, because your negative self-talk will tell you that you're not smart enough, or you're not worthy enough, or you don't have enough experience, or they don't hire your kind, or you're a woman, or you're black, or you're whatever, you know. You talk yourself out of it, and so you won't go for the bigger things because you feel like you're not worthy of those things. And so if you turn that thing around and you begin to tell yourself that you're deserving of all things good, that is one of the affirmations that I use every day as well. I am worthy of all things good. There is absolutely nothing that I'm not worthy of. Now, have I always felt that way? No. But do I feel that way now? Absolutely, 100%. 100%. 100%. I don't let anybody speak negative talk to me. I don't deal with it. I don't deal in drama. I don't deal in negativity in no form or no fashion, because I understand that we're creating our lives by the thoughts we think, which release the words that we speak, that release our energy, that carries an energy that has a vibration that has a frequency, and that's where creation happens. And so because I know that my world is shaped and manifested by what I think, I think positive. Am I perfect? No. Do I have some times where I may fall into that lower consciousness where I'm speaking or thinking negatively? Yes. But I quickly grab it and flip it around to something positive, because that's what's creating your world. Either you're receiving your world, it looks like your negative thoughts, or it looks like your positive thoughts, or a combination of the two. But your thoughts create your reality. Your thoughts create your reality. So we don't want to consistently have these negative thoughts and speak negatively about ourselves, because that's what happens. That's what's generating. That's what's manifesting. That's what's showing up for us. And I guarantee you, and I always say this every opportunity that I get, if you don't believe what I'm saying, every reality that's existing in your life right now, in whatever area that you are being challenged in, if you would look at the thoughts or look at the way you think about it, think about that particular thing or speak about that particular thing, I guarantee you that you're thinking and saying what you're getting, because that's how it works. We often think, well, I'm saying this because it's what I have. No, you have it because you're saying it. If you're constantly talking about lack and scarcity, if you're constantly thinking about lack and scarcity, that's manifesting in your life. You say, no, I'm saying I don't have any money because I don't have any money. I'm trying to tell you, you don't have any money because you keep saying you don't have any money. I started talking about abundance long before abundance showed up. I start talking about how wealthy and abundant I am long before the manifestations showed up, but they showed up because I started speaking and thinking abundant. I have an abundant mindset. I have not always had an abundant mindset, but I have an abundant mindset. I see abundance everywhere. And guess what? It shows up in my bank account. It works, guys. It works. Positive thinking works. Changing your thoughts work. I change my thoughts. It changed my life, literally. So get rid of stinking thinking and start forming positive thoughts. Deal with those self-limiting beliefs. If you need assistance with it, please contact me. You can email me at SWillis@lifecoachsheilawillis.com. Send me an email if you need assistance. You can contact me on my website, www.lifecoachsheilawillis.com. You can find me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook as Abundance Coach Sheila Willis. You can find me there. I'm on Twitter as Abundance Coach Sheila Willis. You can find me on Instagram. You know, I'm on all of those places. Reach out to me if you need help with identifying your limiting beliefs so we can get rid of this negative talk. Incidentally, for the next 2 weeks, I will be giving out a free 30-minute a free 30-minute coaching session. If you're interested in that, contact me. Let's talk. Let's get this thing going. You know, as I said, I want to see everybody win. I really had hoped that, you know, we would have some callers call in tonight, but I understand sometimes we're shy and sometimes we don't want people to know, you know, what's going on in our lives. So please reach out to me by email, or you can leave a comment on my website. And I'm going to wrap up here, so I just don't want to prolong the time. And please do be looking out for, I'm going to be doing a webinar very soon. I'm just working out the details. I'm going to be doing a webinar on money very soon, and it would really help you if you're challenged in that area. If you're challenged in the area of finances, it will really help you to get more flow of money in your life. It really will. It's what I use every single day. It's what I teach, what I live. I teach what I live, and I teach what I learn through my own pain, through my own struggles and my challenges that I had in life. I learned how to get over those things and how to live my life successfully, you know, and I'm wanting to help other people to do that. So at any rate, that's it for us tonight. You have been listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show, and this is your host, Sheila Willis. I have enjoyed enjoyed you tremendously being here with us tonight. If you do, as I said, have any question, please either go to our on-demand channel, you leave your comments there, or to our website again, which is www.lifecoachsheilawillis.com. Please visit our website. You know, we have some inspirational t-shirts there. We have some other ebooks and other other teachings. Incidentally, I do have two ebooks that are on Amazon.com. I always forget about promoting my books, talking about my books. I actually have an ebook on Amazon.com. It's 10 ways to create more money or more get more money in your life. So stop by and it's on sale now and grab that book. We would appreciate you supporting us in any way. So thank you. We have enjoyed being here with you tonight. Again, this is the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show with your host, Sheila Willis. And until next time, please keep living your happy.